Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo's not in the lineup tonight there, Mr. Reese.
Huh? They just had the day off yesterday, right?
They did. They did. So let me, I was briefly looking for some information to see if... So here's the at Washington tonight. Mm-hmm. Obviously, in Washington, just... They unloaded a bunch of their players from Matt Adams, first baseman. Daniel Murphy's going to the Cubs. And they even explored, at least tried to see if people were going to put in waiver claims for Bryce Harper. They still have the pitching. So even if they get rid of, like Ben kind of coined it a fire sale, even if they have Scherzer and Strasburg and some of their other guys, they can still beat you on any night. But they've something's wrong down there. Something weird has been going on down there. And you know, I think you have to at least wonder if Bryce Harper's a part of the problem in that culture down there. I don't know.
Probably because he's playing uninspired baseball because he knows he's leaving. I don't see Bryce Harper as being a bad clubhouse guy. I just think they don't believe in the manager.
I agree. And there's been multiple managers down there.
Yeah, you know, I still believe they should never got rid of Dusty Baker. But
they had a chance to hire before Dusty. I think was it Matt Williams they brought in and he didn't last very long.
Matt Williams, yep.
I remember Jason Worth was talking up Charlie Manuel at the time.
Was the old Mets manager
Davey Johnson?
Davey Johnson was down there too, right? Was he down there?
I'm gonna have to Google it. It sounds right. Yeah. It sounds right. Yeah, they've had a bunch of managers. I remember Jason Worth was kind of talking up Trolley at the time, and my reaction, I was rooting for him to go down because the Phillies were bad, and I would love to see him get another chance to manage. It would have been the perfect clubhouse for him.
Yeah.
If he came down and took care of anything, they would. Now they're on their third manager, maybe going on their fourth manager down there. But anyway, here's the lineup tonight. You get Cesar, Hoskins, Cabrera's at short, Santana back in the clean-off spot.
Oh, come on!
Franco 5, Herrera 6, Alfie, 7 behind the plate.
Alfie.
Velasquez, 8. Roman Quinn in right field batting 9th.
Where's the Buffalo?
And the Buffalo is not in the lineup. So Ben immediately is yelling at me. Or yelling. Okay,
just explain this to me. I'm young. Maybe I don't understand baseball as well. If the team's biggest problem is they can't hit, why would they not have one of their best hitters in the lineup?
Well,
coming off an off day.
Here's what I'll say. Answer your own question. Why wouldn't they? Do you think Gabe wants to lose the game? Or maybe there's something deeper at it, like he's not 100% healthy and he maybe retweaked the hamstring, or maybe their medical people thought he could use 2 days off in a row. And maybe he's going to play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then have off Sunday. So they're going to have him in the next 4 games. Maybe there's matchups with the pitcher tonight there's numbers that are whatever. I mean,
maybe I'm going to hit the lottery next week, man. Hey, play your best players, man.
Yeah, but if you know that he's going to play, like Tanner Roark is on the mound tonight, mm-hmm. 8-12.
Mm-hmm.
You have Scherzer, you have Strasburg, Scherzer, and then Rodriguez after that.
You want him to play against those guys?
Well, I'm saying that might be the thinking behind it, sure.
Okay.
It's actually...
See, I bought it first... sort of explanation that he could have tweaked something. He was, because remember at one point they were saying it could be the end of August when he comes back, and then all of a sudden he was back.
Right?
Did he rush back?
Well, I mean, even if he's not, even if he's going to start tomorrow night, even if it's not a retweak, maybe he's feeling it a little bit. You know how hammies are.
Oh, sure. And he's a catcher. He's a little older.
Right.
He has to be down there in that stance all game.
Right. I mean, what do you think? Gabe's like, well, we don't need him. Or, no. I mean, there's got to be reason behind it.
I don't think that's the answer to it at all, is that Gabe feels they don't need him. You got me thinking about something else going on behind the scenes that maybe we don't know about.
Maybe.
You know, from a health standpoint.
Yep.
But then again, though, you know, listen, if you're going to use Alfaro tonight, and you got those other two pitchers coming up over the next 2 days. Okay.
He can't listen. He can't play every. He can't play 6 days a week. At this point, he if there's seven games, he's playing five at most, right? And that's if he's healthy. Maybe six coming down the stretch. But if you have Roark tonight, Strasburg, Scherzer, and then you're at Toronto, where he can DH one of those days,
right?
So this might be his day off of the week,
right?
And now you get him going all the way, and then because they don't have an off day till next Thursday,
right?
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. At Washington, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Toronto, home against the Nationals again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, where you'll see Strasburg and Scherzer again, and then you have a day off on Thursday before the Cubs come to town.
By the way, Twitter poll results, we put on Mark Street's WIP, should Wilson Ramos be starting over Jorge Alfaro tonight, coming off an off day? 97% say yes.
Okay, so do another question. If you wanted to give him a day off, would you rather have it against Tanner Roark or Strasburg and Scherzer? I think if you frame it like that, you might get a different answer.
Yeah, put up our sixth poll of the show.
Put up this poll. Are our polls bad? Because that's what I see a lot. Like, this poll sucks.
Another stupid poll from Marks and Reese.
Really, it's kind of for Ben. You know, he's not the best poller out there. He's not USA Today or Gallup, that's for sure.
He wants to poll everything. I put up a poll. Okay, Ben.
Here's a tweet from Michael J. 827. John Marks Media is an idiot. You play to win the game. Play Ramos.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, just put him in every game the rest of the season. Right.
Well, yep. Not like they're in a pennant race or anything.
Right. Well, guess what? He's not going to play every game. He's a catcher. Catchers don't catch 7 days a week.
Can they catch one out of 2 days?
Right, but if he's going, if this is his day off of the week, right? This is if he's 100% healthy and there's nothing going on with the hamstring, right? Mm-hmm. It makes sense to start him against the inferior starter, right? It makes sense, doesn't it? Wouldn't you rather have him out there against Scherzer or Strasburg? I don't know, I would.
But wasn't his day off yesterday?
I thought we weren't going to talk about the Phillies today. How did I get roped into this? I told you I'm mad at the Phillies. I don't want to talk about
it. We glossed over the pitcher batting eighth again.
Velasquez batting eighth. Yeah, I don't. If we could ever get Gabe on our show, I'd ask him about it, but that doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
I've been told it's happening.
Really?
I've been told by the Phillies and by our own people that it's
okay.
Going to happen.
Okay.
As soon as the season's over with.
Yeah, in spring training next year. Tom, South Jersey. Hi, Tommy.
Yeah, what's up, John? How you making out?
My man.
What's
How
up,
are you, Tom?
Tommy?
Hey, let's look at this way. This is why that Ramos is in the lineup. Now, Gabe comes into this team. He has, you know, first baseman and Reese Hoskins. He thinks he has a set lineup. But then Klentak goes and signs Santana. You know, you trade for Ramos. You have that far. They have the future coming up to the farm system that we've been promised this bag of gold this whole time, that we got a great farm system. They come up. They're all in their positions. They're not producing. We trade Azubel Cabrera takes over for Kingery. Ramos takes over for Alfaro. Hoskins is put in left field. What is there's a conflict going on somewhere. That's why these guys aren't playing. That's why the prospects are sitting. We want these veterans playing because no one is producing. These prospects that we've been sold a bill of rights to, they're garbage. It's not producing.
I mean, I the guys they've acquired have produced pretty well. Right, they made the team stronger.
They are. That's the only thing that's producing the
yeah.
You know, the gold that we've been sold. That you know, Alfaro's this great prospect catcher. Kingery's this monster. He's going to be the next Chase Utley. None of these guys are panning out. Besides Hoskins, of course.
It's one of the reasons why they had to do it.
For
yeah.
For Slam Tanner, for Walk Tanner, all the guy does is take walks and strike. He's garbage. He is garbage. Klentak is clueless.
Why well, I would disagree. I don't think the Santana signing has been as terrible as you're saying, Tom. And thanks for the call. I would like to see a player bet better than 215. That's just wrong. I don't care what his on base percentage is, Ike. He's batting cleanup. I'd like to see maybe 250.
Yeah, you know, I guess depending on how you view the whole analytics things, some people say they value the whole on base percentage more than the batting average. I'm with you. If you're going to be a cleanup hitter and your job is to drive in runs, you know, you walking X amount of times, it doesn't do a whole lot for me.
No.
It just doesn't. But there'll be people that argue, well, you're getting on base and the guy behind him should drive him in. Well, he's the guy who's supposed to be driving in everybody.
When you make $20 million a year and you're the cleanup hitter.
Your job is to drive in everybody.
Yeah, it really is. It's nice that he's walking or whatever, sure. Just some quick digging. It seemed like that. I see a tweet from earlier where it says that Nick Williams and Wilson Ramos are doubtful for the game tonight for quote unquote rest.
Oh, there you go.
That didn't come from the Phillies. It came from a gambling Twitter page. But awesome. This was from before. So, yeah, he what do you think about that rest? Remember the Sixers used to have rest? The NBA players, rest.
Load management?
Yeah.
Joel Embiid?
I would love to see load management. I wonder if Gabe uses that.
Mm-mm. I'm so tired. I was so glad we got past that phase of Sixer basketball.
The load management?
Yeah.
And the rest?
Yeah, I think we're good this year.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. We'll get back into the Philadelphia Booing Handbook. At what point is it okay to boo the Philadelphia Eagles in 2018?
At no point.
And I'm not advocating it. And I'm not saying
sure
that
you are.
I'm not. I'm just what I'm doing is I'm saying that if they struggle, then it should be an option for fans to boo.
Sound like even advocating to me.
Even if it's the first game of the year. 888-729-9494. It is not okay to call Angelo the next day and say Doug Peterson's a fluke and should be fired. Mm-hmm. That's different. That's idiotic. A boo to bad performance by players is totally justifiable. And we disagree, and we'll discuss coming up next. And the Pete Rose Sound of the Show, we'll do that at 4 o'clock in the Sound of the Shows, the Sound of the Day at 4 o'clock. All right? Pete Rose, deny. The whole thing that happened to him with the underage girl and everything.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.